Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off? The entire store?
That's right. Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks!
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Invincible. Oh, yeah. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend. Who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning. Because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely. The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is. CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand. Or
Boers and Bernstein, middays from 10 to 2.
Biggest left field butcher I've ever seen since the butcher in
the biggest you've ever seen?
I mean, he makes Carlos Lee look like Yaz.
Well, you've got Moises Alou on that list.
I've watched this guy like four or five times in every game.
You got Manny on that list. You got,
but even Manny's not a complete
Jason Dubois.
He's a very high-paid athlete with a powerful stroke and bat. But boy, is he a suck fest. I believe he's a natural right fielder. He would be my natural DH, is what I would do with him. I can't put a glove on him because he apparently doesn't really want to use it.
Ooh.
But Suey. Oh, he suck.
Boers and Bernstein, middays 10 to 2 on WSCR, The Score. And thanks for listening to us stream at 670thescore.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Coach Collins and the Cats return to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight at 7 for the non-conference finale. Tickets available at nusports.com. The Bears are getting ready for Washington. That's who they'll play on Christmas Eve. That's just a couple of days away. And it will be Tracy Porter and the defensive backs to have to deal with those guys.
They have a talented group. I mean, you have Deshaun, you have Pierre, you have Jordan, you have the young guy Crowder. So, you know, we have a task set up for us. You know, we have young guys, we have We have new pieces that are coming in. So it's going to be another task force like it's been, you know, every week. But collectively, this group is probably, you know, one of the tougher groups collectively that we're going to go against.
So the Bears at 3-11 will face Washington. Eddie Goldman today did not practice, still dealing with the ankle injury. But Porter was on the field today. Pernell McPhee in full participation as well. With more on the Bears at 6 o'clock tonight, stay right here. Bears All Access. And then Thursday Night Football at 7. It'll be the Giants taking on the Eagles. The NFL has fined Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. $18,000 because he wore cleats recently, honoring the late Craig Sager. Marian Hossa and Artem Anisimov will not play for the Blackhawks tomorrow when they face the Avalanche, but Corey Crawford will. He's coming back from the appendectomy, and he is going to get the start in goal. The Bulls will enjoy a night off tonight. They have dropped four of their last five games. They will take on Charlotte tomorrow. This update brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. And the Scores Holiday Broadcast is brought to you by Lover's Lane. Play together this Christmas with gifts from Lover's Lane. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The final Boers and Bernstein show ever on 670 The Score.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. We're spending the day with you, the Boers and Bernstein. Lister is our final show. Oh, it seems like we've been here about 10 hours already. That's how it's amazing, the people that are here that have come up, that have called. And
so many familiar faces. Yeah. But you know what? So many of these familiar faces aged a lot.
Yes, they did.
You know, I remember when I picture Wildcat Scott, I picture like this really young guy. And now he's a father of a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and another on the way. I don't know how that happened. I mean, I don't know how. Isn't really, but and you know, like these are like actual like middle-aged people now. It's amazing how that happens. That whole
I passed
time
that a long
thing.
Time ago.
Yeah, it's just
way past middle age.
Odd. Eric in Champaign, you're on the Score. Hello.
Hey, fantastic show, guys. I'm just glad to get a chance to talk to you. I've been down here working in Champaign since 99, which, ironically, I didn't know was 17 years until it was mentioned so many times. So that's the length of your guys' show. But I've always enjoyed it. High noon always got me through my lunches. And any difficult day I always was able to turn you on. And you even predated streaming and sexting and all that good stuff. So it was a pleasure to be able to have that. One regret, I never got to visit TV Diddlers, though, along the way.
Well, you never know when there'll be a reopening.
Yeah, now he's got all the time in the world to spend managing his places.
Yeah, exactly. I hope we can hear that commercial today before you guys sign off, or if you played it already, I missed it. But just wanted to ask for the honor one time to be shown the door with a shotgun blast, if you don't mind.
No, we don't mind at all. We don't mind a bit.
No, no. Danny loves every opportunity to do that. Oh, look who's out today. Mokina Wex is with us on the Score.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Wex.
Hey, Wex.
Hey, man. It's a sad day for the little guys to see you guys kind of, I know it's okay. Everybody's moving on. Life goes on and the rest of it. But, you know, we've enjoyed it. You've gotten us through plenty of afternoons. And it's been a long time. As you know, the little guys have been with the score since the beginning. But it's been a long time. And kind of going to miss you guys.
Well, Wex, I'm still going to be here and look forward to trying to keep you informed and entertained. But
that's for sure.
I want to thank you and your people and your company for all that you've done.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, but what you've done personally and professionally for Children's Oncology Services, it's been much appreciated. Thank you.
Of course, our pleasure or whatever. And your guys' support, Gary, I know you can't leave us because, you know, the little guys anyway.
I can't. No, I cannot leave you because my thing keeps breaking. I cannot leave you. I will not leave you.
Thank you, Wex.
Wex, love you, man.
Yeah, we appreciate the kind words. In Des Plaines, one more time, Amadeus will rock us on the score.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Terry, doggone it. I'm sad. I'm kind of jealous. But I'm also happy for a new chapter in your life. You're the first score host I ever met at the Galaxy Sports Bar on Golf Road in Des Plaines.
Oh, God almighty.
And your show was the first I ever called in 93, and Danny Mac asked for White Sox songs. So I wrote a song to go with the Beverly Hillbillies theme song. You know, they say a cigarette takes a minute off your life, but I've also heard that a good laugh adds a minute to your life. So if that's the case, after listening to your show all these years, then I'll be living to the ripe old age of 83.
83.
God bless you, Terry.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
My friend, thank you.
Thank you, Amadeus.
Thanks for sticking with us all this time.
Long-time caller, Amadeus. Also a long-time contributor. Bad actor in Skokie is on WSCR.
Hey, Dan and Terry. I absolutely love both you guys. Thanks for everything, Terry, for 25 crazy years. And listen,
right,
I want one
that.
Last opinion from you, if I may. I'd like your opinion about Eli Manning. Given his resume, it's hard to keep him out of the Hall of Fame. But he just doesn't seem to belong there. What do you think about that?
I'd say two Super Bowl wins certainly puts you in a conversation. Yeah, I it may not be the gaudy numbers that others have in terms of every year he does this, he does that, but I think two Super Bowl championships put you in the running.
Yeah, I think
firmly in it.
Especially remember what city he plays.
Yep.
So you got
a little voting power there.
Yeah, whether or not you think it matters, the it does. It matters to be successful to win two Super Bowls in New York. Hell, Joe Namath won one. It was bad.
And
was in easily.
I'll say this for Joe Namath, though. His goodbye to Vern Lundquist was something. He went up to say goodbye to Vern Lundquist at the Alabama game, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or something, and it was something. It's a something.
Did he try to kiss him?
He did. He did kiss him.
Oh, he did? I want to kiss you.
He wasn't drunk, though. I was very disappointed. Joe was sober.
West Side Rod is on the score. Rod, you're on Boers and Bernstein.
What's going on, fellas? What's happening?
You!
Hey, thanks a lot for everything, Terry. Dan, you left me, Dan, to talk about the boo wit and talk about the coup. So, you know, I just appreciate everything you did. I'll never forget that dreadful 9/11 morning when you were on. And, you know, it was like watching your dad cry. You know, you had to get off the air there for a second and take a minute. And I'll never forget that. And everything. I went through a couple of things myself here professionally and a couple of years ago, and the score really got me through it. And so, you know, I just want to appreciate you, Terry, and Dan. You know, you always been my man. We go back to the Saturdays. So you know that's how that is. And as chairperson of the Black Score Listeners of America, I like to say, kiss my black ass.
Well, we got somebody who's waiting behind you who might take umbrage with your self-title right there. This is West Side Mike on the score.
Uh-oh.
Terry, I want to say, man, from the bottom of my heart, I really love you, man. I never met you. You're a great man. God bless you. But I'm going to tell you one thing about you. You're just like an uncle to me, but you're not a drunk uncle that I know. You're a sober uncle. Every uncle I know is that drunk, run into stuff. You never did that. You was a great man. I love both y'all show. But Bernstein, let me ask you a question right quick.
Yep.
How'd your son get $12
in 2016 and 1979, I got $3. I must be the hot garbage. I got to be hot garbage to get $3, and he only got an inch of snow.
You're talking about that kid made me pay him to shovel the front and the back. Look, I didn't negotiate it. She negotiated it. It would have been different had I been there to try to change the terms of the contract a little bit.
Mike, we thank you for passing along to a lot of people a lot of hot garbage over these last years. So
yeah,
we appreciate that, my friend.
And don't be a stranger. You heard the spontaneous response just when I mentioned West Side Mike. And I'm telling you, he's quite the follow on Twitter as well. And if you want to get a look by that, I don't know what is some of the cutaways or what can be seen in the room right here. If you go to the Scores Facebook page, you can actually see what is happening at Real Time Sports.
Is Cleveland Mike in the picture? Or is he too off to the side?
You can only hope not.
Maybe not.
Yes. Well, I think he is now. There he is, Cleveland Mike, showing out. Want to see Cleveland Mike? There he is. You can go to the Scores Facebook page to watch all of what's going on. In Country Club Hills, here's Josh on the Score.
Hi, Dan, Terry. This is kind of a bittersweet day for me. I'm a longtime listener, but this is actually my first time calling the show.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah, where have you been?
growing up, actually, because the show is actually almost as old as me. I'm 21.
Wow.
Yeah, about that? So I wanted to share this memory with you guys. I don't remember much of my childhood, but for some odd reason, this one moment sticks out in my head. My dad was taking me home from school or to somewhere one day, and he left the score on. It had to be a Friday because I learned a new word this day, and it was dumbass because he left Daredevil or dumbass on the score.
Well, I'm glad we can instruct you in that regard. I hope he parented over it, but thank you.
I lived in Country Club Hills for 8 damn years, by the way.
On your own volition, or you were...
Prisoner.
Okay, I was just going to say someone was... Prisoner. ...was keeping you there.
Prisoner.
Eric is in Joliet. He's on the Score.
Hey, guys. First of all, congratulations on a great run. And I haven't been the longest time listener, probably about 8 years or so. But first memory of the show was you guys destroying my younger brother in a Vinny Del Negro conversation, which pretty much is the reason I called. Me and my younger brother, Kevin, were... really close, but not probably as close. You know, I'm sure a lot of people out there would say they'd rather speak to their brother or sister more often. And but every time we do, the first thing that comes up is, what about Danks or something to that effect? And it seems like it's the common denominator in our relationship is something to do with your show. And it's really meant the world to me. And Terry, I'll be, enjoying myself crying alone on January 5th listening to that. But guys, it's more about you guys today. And thank you for everything. Dan, especially during times where things like the Paterno story, things that are edgy and tough for us to listen to, the first thing I do, I'm sorry, Doug Buffone's death, the first thing I do is go to your show, and if the timing is right, and I want to hear what you guys say, and it's you've always gotten me through a lot of tough times like that, and definitely been a huge part of me and my brother's relationship, so I'll forever be thankful for that. And congratulations, and good luck with everything, Dan and Terry. We'll listen to you and cry on January 5th.
It happens. It's happened before.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the sentiments. The Boers and Bernstein Show from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Boers and Bernstein Final Show Flashback.
This is John. He's calling from Braidwood. He's on The Score.
Hey, guys. I think you're putting the wrong emphasis on McCowan's.
It's
value.
McCown. It's not McCowan.
Know who he is first. First rule of thumb, know who he is.
My mistake. All I'm saying is if I was the Bears, if I was signing these guys, I'd offer him 2 more years of what he's making. He's probably going
to You don't need to do
no,
that.
You don't need to do that.
Why would you commit more than 1 year?
Because he's a great guy.
Why would you commit more than 1 year? There's no need. You sign him to a 1 year deal.
And you're going to sign Jay to a 1 year deal?
I didn't say that.
I think you're going to tag him. Yeah, you're going to tag him, which means nothing one way or the other, but it's still going to cost you $18 million to do that.
Okay? What I'm saying is you tag Jay.
Yeah.
You still got a legitimate backup in McCowan.
But you don't
McCown.
Have
that. Why do you, McCown! It's not McCowan!
McCowan.
No!
Oh, no!
I'm sorry, can't say it right.
Okay, say this, D-O-W-N. What's the opposite of up?
Would be down.
Okay,
down.
McCown.
McCown.
Right. Like okay. Down.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow.
You don't have to give him any paper.
Okay, that's...
You don't have to just, double his... Give him 2 years.
Get it.
That's it. Phone call over.
Bizarre thoughts from the hinterlands.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. With success comes arrogance and sometimes defiance. Therein lies kind of the crux of the Duke Grayson Allen story. Mike Krzyzewski was defiant yesterday, and today he indefinitely suspended Grayson Allen. How long is indefinite? As long as Coach K wants. The problem is not in the trip here, the trip there. The problem is that while Duke should not be hateable for their academics, success, and the number of star players that have gone on to solid careers both on and off the floor, they should be hated for their arrogance and defiance and the fact that they haven't done anything about the two previous trips to this point. It's not the adversity that's hit Duke, it's their defiance of this adversity and how this plays out that makes this story all the more interesting and the quintessential Duke story. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Sushi, tacos, burgers, salads, there's something for everyone at Hub 51, Chicago's hottest restaurant, located at 51 West Hubbard in River North. Hub51chicago.com.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola, and if you guys are in the market for a brand new mattress, well, now's a great time to check out Mattress Firm and their year-end closeout sale. Here's what they're doing for you at the year-end closeout sale. 50% off select floor models, and you can get up to 60% off accessories while supplies last, plus save up to $500 store-wide during the closeout sale on some of their best brands like Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, and more. They have queen sets as low as $179.99, which means there's something there for every budget. And maybe you looked at the Tempur-Pedic Breeze with the adjustable base like I have, like Dan has, like Terry has. You thought, you know what? That's just too much for me. It's out of my budget. Well, guess what? Mattress Firm is offering a sleep happy opportunity with no interest financing for 5 years. So it's a great chance to take a look at some of those mattresses that we have, like the Tempur-Breeze with the adjustable base. A great chance for you to get in there and take advantage of the year-end closeout sale. While you're there, ask them about their Sleep Happy Guarantee. And I'm telling you right now, Mattress Firm will not be outsold. They will guarantee to beat any price out there. If you just bring in an ad of a comparable set, they will beat that price by 10% or it's free. So take advantage of the year-end closeout sale. Go to mattressfirm.com to find the location nearest you and get in there and let the sleep experts help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. Home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Interesting items in music.
You hear what I hear.
The Cuban Missile Crisis, in a nutshell, was a 13-day confrontation between the U.S. and the Soviet Union over Soviet missiles deployed in Cuba. This occurred in October of 1962. At that same time, the holiday classic Do You Hear What I Hear was written. The two songwriters were married. More than anything else, they say the song was inspired by the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was written to be a plea for peace.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 1984, Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen lost his left arm in a car accident. Nickelback went to number one on the U.S. singles charts with How You Remind Me this week in 2001. This week in 2002, Diana Ross was arrested for drunk driving by police in Arizona. The funeral of former Clash singer and guitarist Joe Strummer took place in London this week in 2002. This week's most popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number three.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but I won't wait. Number two.
Heinie Camoes, Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
Here comes the hot stepper.
And the number one song this week, 22 years ago in 1994. Boys to Men on Bended Knee.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Interesting items in music.
Silver bells.
The Christmas classic Silver Bells was almost known by a different name. Originally, the song was called Tinkle Bells. In an interview, the writers admitted that it never even crossed their minds that the word tinkle had a dual meaning. It wasn't until the wife of one of the composers insisted they change the word tinkle, citing that many people would connect the song to the bathroom.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Here's another classic B&B moment.
Who cares?
On 670 The Score.
And we welcome Fighting Illini head football coach Tim Beckman. And we can ask you, what's wrong with you? What are you doing?
What do you mean by that?
What are you doing? Challenging the media, saying the media is responsible for your football team being good?
Oh, sure it is. We try to talk about being positive, and you talk about recruiting, and you talk about things that are important to these young men. Not to say it's just a challenge, but we're all in this together. And we're trying to make the University of Illinois the best university there is and try to build a championship program.
But who's we? Who's we? When you say we're all in this together, the media isn't we.
I disagree. I mean, I know you want the state of Illinois to be the best state in this country, and we all have
I don't really care.
I can talk about a lot of positive things that have happened here at the University of Illinois with our football program. I really do want to make Illinois a special championship program.
Well, you do that, you don't even have to worry about the media.
I know.
What
you're exactly right. I know. And there's no question we can do it.
Yeah, not even us. You don't have to worry about us. And if you do that,
You know, I don't worry about what you got. I mean, I respect what is said. I understand that. I'm just, you know, again, wanting to make sure that I, as I say stuff, that it is, you know, hey, I want this program to really be something to brag about. I know winning's the first thing. That's got to be done. There's no question.
That is Tim Beckman, the head coach of the University of Illinois Fighting Illini football team.
Sorry, he never picked up the phone.
Any idiot.
Yeah. Oh, boy. There he is. Tim Beckman. That worked out well for him, didn't it? As I recall, won 10 games, 11, 12 total.
Yeah, you're been, you got to think of the 1 year, perhaps.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
And a big thank you to Chicago area band leader David Rothstein,
mm-hmm.
who brought by a framed Cubs World Series jersey with The Score on the nameplate.
And
number
83.
Yeah, that's really cool. And that's going to go up in the studio and be there for a long time. We are at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village on the final Boers and Bernstein show, thanking our sponsors, Windy City Suites in Lakeview. They brought over a lovely package as well. Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, Muller Honda of Gurnee, Bowling Brook Golf Club, Craftsman, Arango Cigar, and the fine folks here at Real Time Sports. In Bloomington, this is Riles on The Score.
Hi, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Kerry, I'm going to miss you a lot. And what I appreciate about your show is how you would always pick up the phone. Usually I'm pissed off. You've gotten something. You got me riled up to get me to call in. But you always would pick up the phone and talk. So I appreciate that. And I hope they keep you around kind of as an of counsel role where they can call you from time to time. And selfishly, I hope that you will use some of those ideas you have in your oversized cranium and put them down in a book. I really used to like the way that you would write things, and I think you got a book in there somewhere.
Oh, there is. Don't worry, Raul. Yeah, yes, there is. It's more than just in my head, too. So I think that the one thing that's been clear, thanks for the call, that if I ever had a thought, because I debated this with a very close friend of mine about, I had a look at retirement during the course of this season, this year, because I just haven't been me. I mean, it just hasn't been me, and I didn't like the look I was looking at just because of the way I felt, but I kind of got used to doing nothing. I sort of enjoyed it, and then at one point I considered not doing anything, not writing, not doing a damn thing. But I have since reconsidered.
And when the muse is there, it'll be there. It's not something you want to force, as you know, as a writer. Sometimes you just.
But I don't want to. I'm busy in my mind. Notes.
Something momentous occurred here just moments ago during the break. And I'm not talking about the fact that we were hanging out with Julie Swyka for a while, who showed up here.
It's lovely
to see. And she was nice to her callers.
To her callers.
And the heavy breathers will follow her. Hey, Julie.
Hey, Julie.
Really, really nice to your callers.
What are you wearing?
Like those ass packs in the afternoons. Yeah. But.
Well, agreed. Absolutely.
A man walked up to me, and he shook my hand, and he identified himself as Gas Money Bob.
Thrill of a lifetime for him.
Gas Money. It was exciting for
Gas
me.
Gas Money Bob.
The actual Twitter feed, the Twitter handle, the persona, the character that is the absolutely inspired Gas Money Bob, the ultimate Chicago sports meatball. I now know who he is. I know his actual name. Completely unassuming. It's no. Mm-hmm. And the great thing is, like, it's not a Batacola. It's not anybody notable. I thought it might have been either Chris or Kerry for a long time. Those are two of my prime suspects. That would be one of the Pop Gun twins. And no,
Pop Gun twins are here.
I know they are. But it's a guy who had an idea and has become a Twitter institution. Now, next up, Ramblin' Grimace.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Coach Collins and the Cats come back to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight, 7 o'clock for the non-conference finale. Tickets are available at nusports.com. So the Bears, well, it's been a bad season, you know that. They are 3-11, but it has been said by Coach John Fox that his team at least is putting in the effort. Does that really matter with all the losing?
When things aren't going well, you know, it's a small fraternity of people. The players, the coaches, everybody that does it for a living. I think there's a pride and respect that... you know, guys watch video every single play, different angles. So I think I've been proud of the way we've given our effort and the focus and how they've stuck together.
And they will have two more games to put forth that effort. Next, it is Washington on Christmas Eve, which is Saturday. In practice today, getting ready for it, Tracy Porter and Pernell McPhee in full participation, which is good news. Eddie Goldman did not participate. He's got the bad ankle. And we have Thursday night football on the score tonight, right after Bears All Access. The broadcast of the Giants and Eagles will start at 7 o'clock. Corey Crawford coming back for the Blackhawks. He'll be in net tomorrow when they take on the Avalanche. But Marian Hossa and Artem Anisimov dealing with injuries. They will not be available for the Hawks. And the Bulls will play tomorrow. They'll take on Charlotte. This holiday season, give your favorite Cubs fan the gift they want, Cubs gear. Visit the official Cubs team store downtown, 663 North Michigan Avenue today. The store is open 10 in the morning until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and then 10 to 7 on Sundays. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Cabela's. If your family loves the great outdoors every season, there's only one place to go for last-minute outdoor gifts this season, Cabela's Christmas Sale. Find everything you need to finish their list at Cabela's in Hoffman Estates. Boers and Bernstein, final show flashback.
Yeah, this is Rusty from Stickney. You guys there?
It's time to ask Rusty.
Dimitri, what are you, Greek?
Yes, I am.
Greek, good people, the Greeks. Just keep your hands off my joystick. Hey, Dan, you probably have some experience with the law. because you did go to Drake University. My buddy Boris wanted me to say hello to Jason Kaufman. I don't know if you guys knew this, but Boris is part black. He's half black, half African. But he, that's why I think why he likes Jason Kaufman so much.
Yeah, we got a surprise visit from Rusty from Cincinnati the other day. I didn't expect that. Boris and Bernstein, this show belongs to you. We're talking to you at 312-644-6767. At 5 o'clock, I think the last two you crapping will be a very special one. I have a feeling.
I think it will, too. Yeah. And from some of the early intelligence that I've received, and when you start talking about intelligence in this show, it can be difficult to find, but I do think that it is going to be a solid and inspired affair. Mark and Joliet, you are on the score. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys, this is huge for me because I've always been intimidated to call into you guys. I've called into other shows, but there's something about Boris and Bernstein that does just something for me that makes me have to up my game. And I've only been on the air once with you guys, and it was a Friday fung bit. But when you guys were handing out the tickets, the season tickets for the Cubs, I was there waiting the entire show. I got eliminated halfway there, but I'm the creeper sitting next to you guys during the broadcast. I was awestruck with you guys. I followed Dan out of that place, you know, like a creeper. You guys have added so much to my lexicon, vocabulary 83, all of that. I always have a book in my head. I just want to say thank you for everything, guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
I know who he is. I got it.
In Mount Greenwood, this is Chris. He's on the Boris and Bernstein show.
I just wanted to thank Terry for two particular, both of you, but really Terry especially. One, you know, all your work on the Penn State story. Two, Jim Tomsula. I hope you guys play some more of that because that was just gold every time. And my kids want to say one more thing to you, Terry.
Okay. Love you, Terry. We love you, Terry.
Thanks his so kids much are, for all your
thank
work.
You. Thank you, my friend.
His kids are 36 and 32 also.
That's the problem. They'll be fine.
Oh, look who's here today. It's our old buddy Dr. Barry from WBBM. Hello, Doctor.
Hey, Dan and Terry. Terry, I am 75, which means I'm ahead of you slightly on life's conveyor belt. And 17 years ago, I was just up the dial from you at WBBM News Radio.
Yep.
2 years ago, I stopped a 38-year career and became a professional listener. And listening to you, Terry, the consummate professional that you are, I have just absolutely adored your writer's mind, your empathetic heart, and your human, deeply human soul. And thank you so much. You have made my twilight years so much more bright. And I just wish you the best and nothing but healthy minutes.
Doctor, thank you so much for the kind words. I don't deserve them, but we appreciate it very much. Thank you.
As we were looking at context for the length of time that we've been on the air from start to finish, and it just is, I mentioned 51 coaches and general managers of the major Chicago sports teams from the moment we started. Well, of course, our buddy Jeff in Roscoe Village, all things are within the context of the NBA. And he said, since the debut of this show, Kobe Bryant has led the NBA in points, Tim Duncan in rebounds, Steve Nash in assists. Kobe and Shaq had yet to win a title. Tim Duncan only had one. LeBron James was entering his freshman year of high school. The opening night lineup for the Bulls when this show started was Elton Brand, Tony Kukoc, Dickie Simpkins, Randy Brown, and what was left of Hersey Hawkins.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. Can you believe they started that lineup? I mean, yes. Forget how long ago it was, but just that they actually rolled that out there and said, all right, go get them. Go get them, Dickie.
Well, I remember where we were in the Bulls' evolution after the championship. Yeah, you were in a rough patch.
That's what you call the old,
that's a rough patch.
The old rough patch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a texter who shared his favorite Terry memory, and that was when a comment was being made about the struggles of Charlie Weiss. Terry said, Tubby hit a bad patch. Then he said that was also the name of an adult film he rented. In Hyde Park, it's Andy on the score.
So I just wanted to say what this show has meant to me. The two of you have given the most honest and intelligent information, not just on any sports show, but on any sort of media that I've ever experienced. And when something was good, I could trust it was good because you guys were talking about it. And when it was bad and you told me it was bad, I knew it was bad. And not just in sports, but most importantly, issues that were bigger than sports. I will never forget the way that you elevated the conversation around the Penn State scandal. I truly believe that you elevated the conversation not just at a local level, but a national level as well. And my parting question for you, Terry, and Dan, you can advise, is do you have plans in retirement to do something with the land that the Gordon Beckham camp once sat?
Oh, boy. There's 25 years of bad memories of things I've said.
Yeah, I plead the fifth.
I don't know.
I think there's already liens against it.
I think it's
entangled in some sort of court dispute.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
I don't even know if you even owned much of the land at one point because you borrowed so much money. It was such a highly leveraged deal in the first place.
But, God. Yeah. I want him to succeed because you liked him so much, and I bad. Just bad. Baseball, but still cashing checks last year
and this year, right?
I think he signed somewhere. Beckham signed somewhere. He's on a team for next year. Yeah, I think. I thought he did. Maybe not. I don't know. There's so much. But anyway, thanks for the call.
This is the Boers and Bernstein Show, and you have the score.
The final Boers and Bernstein Show ever on 670 The Score.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. In regard to the Bears' offensive line, something has to change. And coordinator Mike Tice knows that, but says that changing personnel really is not an option.
We have other guys on the roster, other guy on the roster. It's not like at this point of the season you could take a James Brown, who I'm very high on, of course I'm very high on all the players because it works so hard, and say, okay, you're the guy now.
Oh my God.
Broke them.
I did not see that coming at all. That was great.
Roger's drunk.
Speaking of James Brown.
Yeah.
He's been elevated to the 53-man roster.
Who is that?
James Brown.
Dumbass.
Oh, Dwayne Wise coming back for a year. This update brought to you by the
what? This is the worst update ever.
This week in music history. This week in 1961, the Beach Boys made their live debut using their new name. This week in 1968, Led Zeppelin arrived in the United States for the very first time before their debut North American tour. Australian band AC/DC made their live debut this week in 1973. This week in 1982, sets of commemorative stamps in memory of Bob Marley were issued in Jamaica.
Sunday on 60 Minutes. How would you like to hear what the Pope's choir will sing on Christmas Eve? You can when Charlie Rose takes you inside the Sistine Chapel for a special performance. Hear the majestic voices and find out what it takes to be a voice of the Pope.
When they hear us singing, we have to direct them to consider something which is divine.
The Pope's Choir, this Sunday only on 60 Minutes on CBS.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning. Interesting item. Interesting item. Music.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle all the way.
Jingle Bells is a very popular Christmas classic. It's also one of the Christmas songs that really doesn't ever mention Christmas. The jingle bells referred to in the song are bells horse-drawn sleigh riders would put on their horses' straps to avoid collisions, being that a horse-drawn sleigh in snow is virtually silent. While it's a staple come each December, the song was actually intended to celebrate Thanksgiving.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Sunday, January 1st.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life. We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, series premiere CBS Sunday, January 1st. CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Booking down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Here's a classic Dan and Terry moment.
Hey, buddy.
On 670 The Score.
We have a very special guest sitting with us. He's probably going to be sorry he came over, even though I love it.
No,
I love it.
I don't think so. Eugene Robinson, our guest on the Boers and Bernstein Show. The Carolina Panthers, for whom you do the radio color analysis.
I talked to my team. I asked Coach Rivera if I could talk to our team that I broadcast for about my Super Bowl, Super Bowl 33, where I jeopardize the integrity of the game and undermine the integrity of everything that we worked for that entire season.
I've told this story before. I covered that Super Bowl as a reporter, and at one point, I was gathering sound, and you got mad at me because we were talking about football, and there was a question asked, and you turned the topic to something religious.
Yeah.
And I turned my tape recorder off and started looking for somebody else, and you said something that effect of, oh, you can turn your tape recorder off. He said, and I said, look, I just want to talk football. He said, well, you said, well, you may want to talk football, but there's other things that people need to hear about beyond football. And I said, I'm just trying to do my job and get football stuff. And you yelled at me for doing it. And then I remember picking up the paper a couple days later thinking, wow.
That day was God getting my dumb butt back in line.
Was the toughest conversation with your wife?
What? That don't have to be transparent, but I'm going to do this for the sake of this conversation. I will be. No one even knew anything that happened. My wife is in my room. She didn't even have a key to the room. The families were staying in a different hotel. She was sitting in the room, and I came in. She, like, Lord told me to be here. Tell me what happened. I don't know what happened, but I need to be here. You tell me what happened, and don't sugarcoat it.
That couldn't have been fun.
No, but I'm still married to this day. I love my wife, Gia. I'm still married. She could have easily divorced me, but she didn't. Here's the irony. I'm about to call a Super Bowl game again at the highest level. I'm also a high school coach. I coach kids in football, wrestling, track. People wouldn't trust their kids with me. Who would ever think that would even happen?
I'm glad you sat down with us. Thanks for your candor.
Really, dude, thank you very much. This is a real talk, and I appreciate real frank conversations because I'm not trying to hide, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Eugene Robinson, our guest on the Boers and Bernstein Show on WSCR The Score.
The Super Bowl trip worthwhile. That one right there, just talking to Jeannie Robb.
That whole trip was great, though.
It was.
It was really fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad. Big thanks to Mitch Rosen, who knew at the time. And we can disclose now. Part of the reason we made that trip was that's because Terry had made clear internally his plans to step away and what the timing would be. And there are a lot of companies, a lot of bosses to whom it wouldn't have mattered. And when you said, look, this is going to be my last one, I want to take a Super Bowl trip with the show, and there was never a question. And we were there. It was a great memory for the show.
Yeah, so, and I thank Mitch for that.
It was that's why we did it. A lot of people said, wait a second, why are you going to this Super Bowl? That's why. Because Terry knew that was going to be sort of a last shot to see some of those people, talk to some of those folks. And
I'd love to be surrounded by the homeless, too. Don't forget that part of my character.
They'd even moved half of them out.
I know.
And they said these were the really malicious ones, like running down the street, punching people. And
punching people is right. Yep.
Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $50 Lover's Lane gift card. Brought to you by Lover's Lane. Play together this Christmas with gifts from Lover's Lane. Back to the phones. Dean in Genoa is on the score. Hello, Dean.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know, with you guys the last 17 years, being 30 years old, I can recall going on trips with my dad to sporting events when I was in middle school and working with him in the garage, whether it be in the yard, and always having you guys on. And you guys have interjected different terms into our day, whether it be 83, by Cracky, who you crappy.
83.
You two guys and your show have impacted us positively in my relationship with my dad. And whether I've agreed or disagreed with opinions, your thoughts on sports or life, I've always appreciated your honesty, and you guys have never stopped making me laugh. So, Terry, I'm going to miss you. Best wishes, good luck, and from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys for the last 17 years.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Out to Rockford and Dave on the score.
Yeah, hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say, Terry, thank you. You're going to be missed. I wanted to kind of just share a memory I had with you guys. My dad was a harness race driver out in Chicago. And in the summers, I had to work out in the barns. And I remember him always having the score on. And I thought, God, this is the worst thing I could ever listen to. And now that I'm older, I'm 35 now, it's funny because I listen to you guys all the time. And my daughter thinks the same thing now. So thank you for being a part of my childhood memories and making childhood memories for my daughter to hate.
Well, thanks for doing that.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
And when I see that he's from Rockford, I think about when I was first listening to the station, first listening to you working with Brian Hanley and Dan McNeil when I was driving around Rockford. You trying to figure out how to sell group tickets before I was doing a play-by-play for that night's game. And just thinking, wow, these guys, this is an interesting job to have. This is quite a job. Because I didn't grow up with sports talk radio.
No, nobody did.
There was a show here or there. There was a pregame. There was a postgame. There'd be some weekend wrap-up show or something. But there wasn't full-time sports talk radio. And as I was, age 22, 23, and thinking, wait a second, I wonder if he makes enough to put a roof over his head, because that might be something you might want to do. And odd how things turn out. Crystal Lake, this is Pierre on the score.
Terry and Dan, my guys, how are you?
Good, Pierre.
He's good, Pierre.
Good. It's your former intern, Darnell Dockett. I just called to say, Terry, you've been a class act. It was a pleasure to work with you and Dan from an internship to 3 days a week. I just wanted to say my favorite all-time caller has to be Jeremy from Evergreen Park, who said LeBron James was overrated, and he couldn't even name 10 players that were better than him.
Well, I'll tell you this, Pierre. whatever is on the Score airwaves, you will have plenty of other opportunities to hear callers like that. I don't think they're all leaving. Yep. Many of them will be taken out of circulation when this show begins. Because we have had some kind of bat signal for that. Some kind of unwitting, uncanny ability to draw some of those people out of the ether and onto the phone.
So
I don't know if it'll ever be the same. But maybe it's something about the time slot. Because when you have been out since pretty much August, other people have sat in, whether it was Barry or Hub, Lawrence, Jason, and so many other people have said, you know, it really is. Hosting in other time slots isn't like afternoons. And I don't know if it's
I have no idea.
If it's causal or if it's correlative.
I give partially the blame. I accept some of them. Yeah, I do.
We probably should.
Yeah,
an hour from now, we'll do the final Who You Crappin' before it goes into indefinite hiatus. Cryogenic suspension.
And sports fire.
But we are going to do it today, an hour from now, on The Score.
And now, a holiday greeting from Molly and Hanley.
Happy holiday, Score fans, and let us please wish upon you what man has longed for and sought after through the ages, and that, of course, is peace on earth. And be safe out there. Celebrate responsibly.
Also, thanks for helping make this station what it is.
Have a great holiday, everybody.
Happy holiday!
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right. Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for.
Five funny women.
Hello.
Who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Sunday, January 1st.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, series premiere CBS Sunday, January 1st.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Interesting item. Interesting music.
Get around the Christmas tree, have a happy home.
Most people wouldn't know the name Johnny Marks, but he contributed quite a bit to Christmas music, including penning the classics Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, A Holly Jolly Christmas, Silver and Gold, and Run Rudolph Run. Interestingly enough, despite all the songs about Christmas that he wrote, he didn't even celebrate the holiday because he was Jewish.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.